There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
On this episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly, we're kicking off Where Are They Now Week, a multi-part series delving into the lives of sports' biggest stars, decades after their extraordinary athletic triumphs. We begin with arguably one of the greatest tennis players of all time. SI senior writer John Wertheim joined us from Wimbledon a few weeks ago to discuss his story about none other than Steffi Graf.
Steffi Graf is potentially the most accomplished tennis player of all time.
She's done it again, Steffi Graf. Six times the champion in Paris.
Steffi Graf, in an hour and 21 minutes, takes her fifth US Open title, her 21st Grand Slam title, and it was done in some fashion.
Certainly in that league with Serena Williams, she was Tiger Woods, just absolute dominant force. She marries Andre Agassi, and then we've scarcely heard from her since. She was ferociously private, even when she was this towering athlete, and she is now fully private as a private citizen. And so you have this absolute A-list, top of the pyramid athlete married to another athlete, and she's completely disappeared from public view, which was one of the reasons I was so interested in this.
Can you talk to us about Steffi's legacy in tennis now that she's retired and the path she paved for women in tennis today?
You know, legacy in tennis is really interesting because in some sports, it's statistical, and in some sports, you know, we don't have to spend much time talking about what's Michael Jordan's legacy. I think we all know it. In tennis, it's different because it bleeds into your post-career. So as a tennis player, Steffi Graf brought in a new level of power, a new level of fitness. There's a line I had in the story, a German Olympic coach said if she had chosen to, Steffi Graf could have been an Olympic runner, just an absolute A-list athlete. Then she disappears. And for a lot of players, I mean, John McEnroe, by comparison, won 7 majors. You know, not nearly as accomplished, but he's still in public view and he's still on TV. And we have players that are coaching and pundits and they're running tournaments, and it impacts their legacy. I mean, I think tennis players, sometimes we conflate what they did, what they were playing with what they did afterwards. And statistically, I mean, Steffi Graf won more majors than Chris Evert, way more than McEnroe, 3 times as many as her own husband, Andre Agassi, And yet, I don't know if we necessarily see them in that light because she's been such a cipher since retiring 20 years ago.
The words have yet to be invented that are large enough, colorful enough, or true enough to express the heart and soul of this woman that I love, Stephanie.
You mentioned her husband, Andre Agassi. During their careers, they had very different mindsets when it came to the press, right?
Yeah, it's a much different relationship with the press and much different relationship just with persona and image and being public-facing. I mean, Andre Agassi was rock star tennis, and he was doing these audacious Nike commercials and flying private, and he had frosted tips and denim shorts and was seen as this real sort of this icon, this rebel. And Steffi Graf was usually photographed with a curtain of hair covering her face and said as little as possible and gave as few interviews as possible. And if she was going to endorse your product, you better get a good picture of her playing tennis because she was not going to go to your 5-day photo shoot in Monte Carlo. Just a completely different approach to celebrity and to sports at a time when sports and celebrity were mingling like never before. But I think what Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf had in common was their upbringings weren't altogether different. And I think even though they approached their careers so differently, I think they also sort of recognize the pressures and the perils and some of the payoff that comes with being an athlete. I mean, in some ways, it's a completely logical couple that they're two of the only people on the planet could appreciate the existences they led, and yet they led them so differently.
There was a budding rivalry with Monica Seles in the early 90s that unfortunately never came to fruition. What happened there?
In 1993, Monica Seles, who was younger than Steffi Graf and was really emerging as a rival, some of that was about just results, and some of this was also stylistically. Monica Seles was left-handed and approached tennis very differently. It was a great study in contrast, and this was really shaping up to be the rival that Steffi Graf never really had the first 5 or so years of her domination. And Monica Seles has come along in a fan at an event in Germany in the spring of 1993. A mentally unwell fan stabbed Monica Seles on the court.
Monica Seles flew to Denver last night and on her way to Vail, Colorado for medical treatment. The world's top women's tennis player was stabbed in the back Friday when she rested between games of a match in Hamburg, Germany. Her attacker, a German, says he wanted to prevent Seles from maintaining her world ranking ahead of Germany's Steffi Graf.
And it was this tragic event that also really changed tennis history. I mean, Monica Seles, by her own admission, would never be the same player after that. Certainly her rate of winning slowed down. That was after a fairly lengthy absence to recover as much psychologically as physically. And, you know, it's as sad as it is to say, I mean, that this deranged man's objectives were met. Steffi Graf no longer had a rival and went back to winning. And I think it's something that, you know, I mean, you first and foremost, you have great sympathy and empathy for Monica Seles, but also that can't be easy for Steffi Graf. And there are a lot of fans that, you know, you talk about an asterisk and everyone sort of plays this sort of counterfactual, how would this have worked out differently if Monica Seles hadn't been stabbed? And it was really something that, again, I don't want to diminish. Monica Seles is the number one victim here, but I don't think she's the only one. And I think this is something that Steffi Graf had to, and probably still has to this day, to reckon with as well. Having achieved some measure, not all of it, but some measure of her success came after her rival had been stabbed in her name. So it's definitely sort of another layer of complexity to the story.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
So why did Steffi Graf retire?
That is a great question. She won the 1999, ironically enough, it was the same tournament that Andre Agassi really had this career-defining moment, but Steffi Graf wins the French Open. She's a sentimental favorite. She wins this title, and she goes after that, and she plays Wimbledon and does well there, but she doesn't win. And then a few weeks later, she plays a match in San Diego. She has an injury and basically says, I'm done. And I remember at the time, it was just when I started playing tennis, and everybody sort of said, you know, we've seen this movie before. It's like the boxers who unretire, and she just needs a little break. And that never happened. She never set foot on a court again. I mean, for all intents, she never really made much of a public appearance again. There was never, the long interview or the comeback tour. She never coached a player. She never did commentary. She really disappeared. And at one point, someone who knew her well said to me, look, as soon as Steffi is done playing tennis, you are never going to see her again. And you sort of say, we've seen this before. And eventually you realize that being a public figure is not so bad, and there are perks and there are financial incentives sometimes. But to her absolute credit, it's been more than 20 years and no one has really seen, you know, if you've seen her, it's probably been by accident.
Since she's stepped away from tennis, what is she focusing on now?
She's a full-time mother. There's actually just news a few days ago that her son, Jaden, who's a baseball player, pitcher at USC, is going to enter the draft portal. She has a daughter as well. And I think apart from being a mother, what was explained to me, and she didn't speak to me for this piece, you know, we know each other and have friends in common, and she was very polite and cordial, but just she predictably was not interested in speaking for this story. But we have a number of, you know, there are certainly other people who know her that did. And what really struck me and stuck with me was, apart from being a mother, it's just she leads a very conventional life. She lives in Las Vegas. By all accounts, is happily married. She'll go to, you know, she goes to Costco like the rest of us. This is someone who at a very young age was this global celebrity. She never wanted it. It was sort of this awful byproduct of being a world-class tennis player. And she comes from a small town in Germany. And I think apart from family is obviously principally important to her, but I think beyond that, just being a normal, conventional person, I think a lot of people wouldn't have predicted it would be in Las Vegas, but that's the hometown of her husband. But I think by all accounts, she's just relished being a normal person who's not trailed by paparazzi, who doesn't have to do an appearance, who doesn't have an agent trying to get in touch with her. She lives a normal life. And I think that's something she's wanted for a long time, even when she was on top of the tennis world and traveling the world. And it sounds like that's given her fulfillment.
Over the past several years, we've seen the toll that fame can take on professional athletes, especially on their mental health. What kind of example do you think she's set for current and future tennis stars?
That's a great question, because I felt guilty even asking for an interview, because I knew she didn't want to do it. And if she did do it, it would be under duress. And I think that it's really a model in a weird way of how to do this thing right. And she doesn't have to deal with all the toxicity of social media. And she doesn't have to deal with spreading herself too thin and feeling like she's a commodity. And I think it's also really sort of a testament to discipline, right? I mean, I think that there's a lot of temptation, and some of it's financial and some of it is just ego. Hey, wait, I want to be at that movie premiere. I want to be at that red carpet event. I want to be the top fundraiser. And she's resisted it all. And I think there's something really healthy about the way she's handled her. It's not something she's probably passed up. I know this for a fact. I mean, she's passed up millions and millions of dollars by being so private. She's in some level passed up I think this has come at a real detriment to her tennis legacy. I mean, again, this is someone who she won more major titles than Chris Evert, Martina Navratilova, Pete Sampras, Andre Agassi. She's won more than Roger Federer. And yet we don't necessarily see her. And I think the tennis fan certainly does. But I think the casual fan would never guess that Steffi Graf was a more accomplished tennis player than, you know, won more majors than Roger Federer, because she's disappeared. So this has come at a real price sort of in surface ways. But I think her mental health is probably much improved from someone that's checking their mentions and worrying about what private jet is going to take you to what corporate event in Monte Carlo.
And even if people don't know how successful she was, it's still true.
Yeah, the numbers don't lie. And what she accomplished as a tennis player in terms of titles, in terms of weeks number one, in terms of just this absolute dominance. I mean, she didn't really have a rival, but this was unmitigated success. I mean, this really was one of the Tiger Woods type domination for more than a decade. And you never had the sense, even when she was playing and winning Wimbledon and ranked number one in the world, you never had a sense that she was especially happy off the court. She made no secret of the fact that the demands that come with being a star were exactly that. They were demands. They weren't something she necessarily liked, certainly didn't lean into. But yeah, I mean, just you look at statistically, this is one of the all-time great players. I would even say, never mind in tennis, I mean, this is one of the all-time great athletes, certainly of her generation. But you're not following her on Twitter these days, and you're not going to see her throw out the first pitch at a baseball game or appear on tennis's equivalent of inside the NBA.
It sounds like her son will be taking care of the baseball games anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Good point.
Thanks for listening, and a reminder to please rate and review our show. It helps people find us. Sports Illustrated Weekly is a production of Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. And for more of Sports Illustrated's best stories and podcasts, visit si.com. This episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly was produced by Jessica Yarmosky, Jordan Rizzieri, that's me, and Isaac Lee, who is also our sound engineer. Our senior producer is Dan Bloom. Our executive producers are Scott Brody and John Gonzalez. Our theme song is by Nolan Schneider.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.